I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, January 18th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I am your sub, well, I'm not your sub host, I'm usually your host, but today I'm going to ride shotgun for about a half an hour with Timmy Wingate, who happens to be driving the covered wagon with the reins, but I don't hear him, and I should be hearing him because he should be up by
now. I'm here. I'm here.
You never let me down, my friend.
I was letting you take the reins at first here.
I wasn't sure who was driving.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the horses know their way, so we can take a nap if you want.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, I've got new bumper music. I'm really excited about that. I don't know what's heard, but I've got Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down on there now.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday when you were with Sherry Jackson. That was awesome. I'm glad
every time
that.
It comes down, I just want to sit back and listen, you know. It's a really prophetic song. But anyway, how you doing, buddy?
I've been all right. I've been looking at the news and checking out different things, and I think we got some good stuff to talk about. And we've got Fred Smart coming on the second hour with an update on the New Hampshire primary recount.
Oh, really?
That's been going on.
Now, I wanted to mention, and for all of you, all the listeners have been listening this week. I mean, it's been a fantastic week, Tim. I did an expose on some information that Don Orr sent on this. Pledging our bodies as collateral. And then yesterday I had Sherry Jackson on, and what's interesting, what is really going to be fun, and I'm just going to titillate the audience here. I'm not going to give it away, but next week, next Wednesday, I've got Judge Andrew Napolitano coming on, and I don't have a lot of time with him because he seems to never want to give anybody more than a half an hour. But that's okay, because we're going to pose a question to Judge Napolitano next week that kind of relates to what I've been researching, what a number of other people have been researching. We're going to see from, how a judge would respond to the question. I'm not going to tell you what the question is. I'm just going to tell you it's going to be a great show. And, folks, this time, I mean it. You really want to call your friends, neighbors, relatives, your barber, your doctor, your Indian chief, your lawyer, and everybody else, because this one is going to be a great one, Tim. So with that, what do you got for us?
Well, as I said, we're going to be talking the second hour with Fred Smart and a couple of the other people that were involved in the national Ron Paul call last night that they do every Thursday evening, dealing with some of the issues, these election issues, these vote count issues. And, of course, I don't know if you happened to catch Lou Dobbs last night.
I didn't catch anything last night but an airplane.
Oh, well, at least they're letting you fly, Michael.
That's right.
You've got that going for you.
Timmy, it was easy even getting through there. Nobody bothered me at all. You know, and so I give credit to Phoenix for being lackadaisical.
Well, nonetheless, apparently there will be no paper trail whatsoever in South Carolina. It is all electronic.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Well, we got a break coming up, my friend. We'll be back in three, discussing a little further. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from a place other than Phoenix, Arizona, with my shotgun buddy, Tim Wingate. Be right back. See you in three.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
I've been waiting for something to happen. Coast of the American Awakening, back with you from someplace other than Phoenix, Arizona, with my co-host, Tim Wingate. We're going to have something happen here, because Tim's going to let it happen. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, you know, we were just talking a little bit about the South Carolina situation, and it's rather interesting, because in the Constitution of South Carolina specifically states in Article 2, Section 1, that the
ballot... Should I be writing this down?
No, you can remember. In fact, here's what you can do when you get a chance to, Michael, anyone who's out there, go to Vote in Sunshine. All one word, voteinsunshine.blogspot.com.
You're going to ask me to go on the Internet. I have no Internet.
I'm going to tell you what it says.
Go ahead.
Very simply, in the very simple, the ballots shall not be counted in secret. Now, when you have electronic voting with proprietary software, how is it that any voting in South Carolina can be constitutional, according to their state constitution?
Right. So legally, where would one go from there then? I mean, is there any attorney?
Oh, I don't know.
Is there any attorney that has enough spine on the planet to address that issue?
Don't know at this point. Hmm. But we certainly will find out. I believe this next hour or so, second hour, Fred will be on with some folks along with me who are dealing with this specifically, because it apparently appears, and according to the Lou Dobbs program last night, and he gave a good amount of time to it, as a matter of fact, that the votes have already been stolen. I mean, there's no way to ensure, because there's no paper ballots, there's no way to ensure that the votes are even correct, period.
Well, I tell you, I'm a little bit shocked that Lou Dobbs is even allowed to address the issue, because there's pretty much a blackout on it on Main Street, isn't there?
Yeah, it seems to be. You have some reference, but Lou Dobbs seems to be a little bit of a, you know, he's a bit of an eccentric, and I guess he's got enough of a following and enough muscle. I mean, I don't agree with him on everything, but he does bring out some issues, and I'm not sure exactly where he's coming from. He's probably just, you know, just a good old-fashioned, I don't know, classic liberal conservative. And it sounds like an oxymoron, but it's not really.
Well, on the subject yeah. of the ballot box, I know that PayPal locked up the Granny Warriors account, and they had raised $50,000, I believe that was the figure. I've been out of touch with that. Have we got any updates on what's going on that?
Oh, yeah. That whole thing was resolved. In fact, the Ron Paul campaign, or some people involved in this, I'm sorry if that's incorrect, got a call from somebody at PayPal. This is the hilarious part of this whole story with the Ron Paul thing. PayPal locked this thing up because of a suspicious donation. The suspicious donation came from a person with, to my eyes, looks as if it's a Arabic name. Okay? It's not standard English. And because of that, they wanted to check this guy out for fear that there might be some involvement in accepting money from some so-called terrorist. Now, remember, a few weeks back, we had Aaron James on, who talked about being isolated and singled out and profiled because of what he felt was his skin color, and because he made objections to the way he was treated. Well, here's a guy with a name that is not your standard English name, and they go to check this guy out because he's got a website that deals with Islamic and Christian issues. And when you read his articles, the guy comes from a very solid, middle-of-the-road, pro-Christian viewpoint. But yet, that's one of the reasons, apparently, that they decided to do it. But it's all over. It's all over. The funds were released. People stepped forward, made sure that there was going to be money there, and apparently the recount is going on. And as I said, I'll learn more about that myself this second hour, because I wasn't able to be on that call last night because it was my wife's birthday, and we were out.
Absolutely no excuse. You're not doing your job. No, say hello to your wife for me. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll do that. I'll do that. So that's kind of where all that is sitting right now, and it's free. It's everything is proceeding forward, and we'll get more information on that next hour.
Okay.
But go ahead. Oh, okay. I was going to throw in one of the things that many people are dropping PayPal and not using PayPal, which is kind of a tough thing to do because it really, really is convenient, and no one else has stepped up to do a similar thing that I'm aware of. Now, if there is, that'd be great. But I remember when eGold first came out and everyone was doing that, and then that got, I don't know, that got hassled and got to be inconvenient to do that. So PayPal was out, and then now PayPal, I guess, has been bought by eBay. So apparently PayPal is now sending out notices to their people of IRS summons on their account information.
I was going to say, you know, just want to insert something here. I know PayPal's been going on for quite some time.
Right.
And I guess up to this point in time, PayPal has never released information to the IRS. So I'm wondering if it's retroactive that all these people have been using PayPal for all these years. Now they're going to have to be suffering from sphincter muscle pucker because now all the records to the IRS are all going to be fleeing the country.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you know, we have the word that came down not too many days ago from our dual citizenship Israeli Michael Chertoff. Or Chertoff, whatever the heck Baldy's name is, head of the Homeland Security Gestapo agency, that border crossing now, you're going for Canadians and for Americans, everyone's going to have to show proof of citizenship in and out.
Are you talking about, like, if you wanted to cross the border via automobile to go into, say, Mexico, you have to show what?
I don't know about the southern border. We're talking about... Primarily, it's dealing with Canada, and you have a lot of places all along the border with Canada. You have towns that are split in half. Half is U.S., half is Canadian. People traverse back and forth on a regular basis, and now you're talking about the potential of long lines because everyone's got to whip out either a birth certificate or passport or something like that. And, you know, it's like, wait a minute, they're going to create I think the thing that bothered most people was his lackadaisical attitude, and it was like, well, you know, people are going to have to deal with this or else.
Or else.
Well, that remains to be seen. You know, down there in Texas, you've got the folks who own property on both sides of the border. This is property that was even ceded to them by the King of Spain. I mean, they've got the property, the proof of the property ownership before the United States even existed. And now Homeland Security is saying, well, we're going to use eminent domain against you if you don't let us come on and survey for building this this big wall or this fence. And some folks are objecting to that.
So we've got the or else, which reminds me of Mark Everson standing up in front of the question that was posed by David K. Johnson of the New York Times. Are you going to address all the people outside that are asking the question, is there any law with to file an income tax return? And he retorts back with, we're going to answer the question by tougher enforcement activity. So when Chertoff says, well, you're going to do this or else, what that really means is we're going to step it up and we're going to enforce it with tasers, because we've got all of our police officers with tasers, and they love to use them. It's like their new toy.
Well, I'm glad you happened to bring that up, tasers. Just the other day, I'm trying to remember exactly, I believe it was, I'm looking to see here real quick, but it was within the last 2 days. In Minneapolis, a young man, 29 years old, considered a nice, loving, going along, get along, was going to go pick his parents up at the now infamous Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, you know, the Larry Craig tapping the foot airport.
Yes.
Anyway, he was going to go pick up his parents who'd been on vacation in Florida. The young man's name was Mark Backlund, 29-year-old from Fridley, Minnesota, and he died from being tasered. It was a one-car accident during rush hour. The police, the state police, say that he was being uncooperative, and so they tasered him. He apparently lost consciousness. They rushed him to the hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Now, this just happened the last day or two?
Yeah.
Well, chalk it up to the list. You know, I can't remember the lady's name, but the same thing happened to this lady. It wasn't with tasers, but it was in the Phoenix airport, which absolutely just, an atrocity here of a poor woman that was on medication for her illness, going into a rehab center, and the same thing happened. You know, it's no nonsense anymore, Tim.
Michael, you see, you know, even though we look at it, and the people who are tracking this say that there have been over 290 deaths nationwide since June 2001 after being struck by police tasers, the police and the authorities all say, well, most of the times they haven't died because of the taser. It's because of other related problems.
No, their elitist psychologists are coming up with some of the brand new names. They're thinking up different illnesses or whatever that is related to it, just like they do with the illnesses, or not the illnesses, the prescriptions on television.
Yeah, we'll talk about this a little bit more when we get back from the break.
I'll tell you what, I love talking to you so much, buddy.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my host, Tim Wingate. We're not backing down. We're never backing down, folks. Matter of fact, we're stepping right up to the plate here. Tim, go ahead.
Back to this thing on the tasering. As I mentioned, 290 deaths nationwide. And the Amnesty International, in fact, their Midwest director, Dory Dinsmore, said that there should be a moratorium on the use of these things. They should be used as an alternative to lethal force, but not as a tool to ensure routine compliance. And that's the problem. The cops are I have no Michael, I make no apologies. I have no respect whatsoever for police. I'm sorry. I do not, and I know there's good guys out there, but it's an abuse of power for the most part. There's other ways of dealing with this, but that's another topic for another time. The bottom line is that with a moratorium on this, we and studies would be done to see and get the cops to realize that just because somebody doesn't jump when they say jump, or jump out of the car within a half a second of being ordered to, and then being tased because they can't get their seatbelt off because they're being tased, and they're being tased and pepper sprayed some more because they can't get their seatbelt off. That's not the proper use of it.
Yeah, they have an indirect form of an immunity via the Department of Internal Affairs, which is very, I mean, the deck is stacked in almost every case with that, where even when they do taser somebody or if they shoot somebody or whatever, 99 times out of 100 they walk. It's only a rare occasion that a policeman is ever prosecuted
for
anything.
That's usually only if they catch them on tape.
Well, that's true, and it's my only personal opinion. I think the reason is because there are certain people in the department that really don't want there because they're not walking in lockstep with the rest of the back slapping buddies, if you know what I mean. In other words, they'll expose one if he doesn't go along with the rest of the program. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say is that the point is that. There was a study in 2004, and the study showed that many who had died up to that point had underlying health problems, such as heart conditions, mental illness, influencer drugs. So basically what ends up happening is that, in fact, Taser International spokesman Steve Tuttle says that in the vast majority of these tragic cases, medical examiners have ruled that tasers were not the cause of death. He said that it was a contributing factor, but it wasn't the cause of death. It was somebody else's, their underlying medical conditions. And this young man who was tasered to death, who was executed on the highway by the state police, who are on leave until the investigation is complete, as far as his father knew, he had no heart condition, but his heart had stopped beating. And that's what he was told why he died. Well, that's akin to that falling from a 20-story building doesn't kill you. It's the sudden stop. So whoever pushes you off the top of the building, they didn't do it. It was a contributing factor, but it was the sudden stop that killed
you. It was the ground that killed him. We didn't do it. No, I agree with you. And I could think of 100 different analogies for that. But the bottom line is as I said, they have an indirect form of an immunity, just like Blackwater has an immunity because of private contracted individuals. And we're steering down that dark, dusty road, and it's creeping up on us more and more and more. Every day we're seeing it repeating itself over and over and over again, and it's just a question of time where you hit that high point, the boiling point, and you wonder how many people, how many of these mind-numb, dumbed-down Americans, their light bulb goes off in their head, and they start saying, whoa, wait a minute, there really is something going on here. And I think we're starting to see that, Tim.
Unfortunately, it's taking the deaths of these initial 290, 291, however many it's going to be, but before people start to go, hey, that could happen to me. And to me, it's like it's an abuse of power on the part of the police. And it bothers me. Hey, before we go to the next break, do you you want to take a phone call?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I can only spend a few more minutes because I've got an appointment. And I got to hold down on my cell. But let's I'll go with you for about 10 more minutes, okay?
Okay. Hey, Don from Oregon, are you on the line with us?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Don. How you doing, buddy?
I don't know. How cold are you?
I'm colder than you are.
I don't know. It went all the way up to 2 above zero this morning.
Oh, boo-hoo.
There's supposed to be 30 below chill factors here tonight or tomorrow.
Well,
so,
if the wind would blow.
Yeah, you've got me on the temperature right now, but I'll probably beat you out by tomorrow morning.
Maybe. We're heading for one of those warming trends where it might go all the way up past zero.
Well, that ought to excite
you. Stay there for a couple hours anyway. I wanted to bring your attention something, both of you, and I would only ask if you deem it necessary and or viable for both of you to go on a query, on a search, in both of your present locations. This would require that you would do it in whatever means capable for you to do, and go to, however you can do it, again, to the state police in your locale, the county sheriff in your locale, and whatever municipality is operating and the policing entity that works for them, and look up the use of force continuum or something analogous to that.
No, okay, we're going to
hold that thought,
policy.
Don.
Pardon
me? Yeah, hold the thought. We've got a break. We'll be back in three. Stick with us, Don.
All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from someplace other than Phoenix, Arizona, with my sub-host, Tim Wingate. Thank you so much again. I want to thank Tim Wingate for all he does for me. I owe him, I don't know how many thousands of them. But Don on the line. Don, you were talking about the continuum, state, local sheriff department. Is that what?
Is that a policy? Their stated policy for the use of deadly force?
Okay.
Don, is that what you're talking about?
All right. First of all, do we all agree that they're paramilitary organizations, one and all? Can we come to a consensus on that, so to say?
Well, they want it all. In other words, they want complete and total authority?
They acknowledge themselves to be paramilitary organizations. They will not deny it.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, with that in mind, they have, whether they want to admit it or not, it's been dug up. In fact, there's an individual who has a program on the weekends, Mr. Winterroot up in Alaska, who's done his due diligence and came out with copies, or at least a copy, of one of them for up there. They could be titled or named, with a different, name, but that's what they are.
In other words, you're talking about the official policy on the use of lethal force.
And the execution of that policy according to a protocol.
Oh, okay. So we're looking for their protocols.
So, yes. Now, that is, first and foremost, uniform present. That is to say, when you see them and they're in uniform, you are to acknowledge them as being in uniform, and you're expected to know that they are in command. Remember, this is a paramilitary organization. Now, if that doesn't succeed and you don't yield to them, then they have orders, and they're going to command those orders to you. And if you don't acknowledge those orders, they go to the next level, which is the soft hands technique. If that doesn't work, they go to the hard hands technique.
Okay, Don, I understand what you're saying. Where in any reasonable person's education and instruction throughout their life are they told that they have to do whatever a policeman says whenever he says to do it, or else they're going to be killed?
Young Master Wingate, unless you've ever looked at the Uniform Military Code of Justice, you would not have that knowledge. You would not have that scope.
I look at this, Don, as parallel with what Mike was talking about a couple days ago and yesterday with Sherry Jackson about owning yourself and all these secret laws and these latches and these adherence contracts or adhesion contracts and all this stuff. This falls under what I consider is fraud. It's misrepresentation and concealment. How do I know what the nature of the contract is if I've never been told the whole nature of the contract?
Now your best bet is to figure out how you can rebut those presumptions.
You're talking to the right guy now, Ken. This is the guy that sent me the information.
All right. I've said enough.
Now we're also talking about going back into the corrupt courts to try and rebut the presumption.
Not necessarily so, but without going in another direction, and that's something I do believe that young Master Herzog will get into here in the future, I'll let that go. I just wanted to stir up the hornet's nest.
Well, good.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, Don, before we let you go here, I was just curious as to your thoughts on what you thought of my show on do we own ourselves, and if not, who owns us?
Well, if you would ever read your emails, mister, you would also know that I sent you an apology with an addendum and a
draft of the right now, so.
Okay. The both of you are talking at the same time.
I'm sorry.
Go.
I said if he would ever read his email, he would know that I sent him an addendum that I thought I included along with a glossary of terms as well as my accolades for his presentation.
Okay, now let me respond by saying I'm not in a place where I have Internet access right now, Don.
Well, I sent that last Thursday, sir.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Well, let me see if I can make up another excuse then.
Okay, you've got time to work on it.
Give me some time, though.
Thanks a lot, Don. Appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot, Don.
I'm out here on the Western Front taking care of this perimeter, so hang tough wherever you're at.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Don.
Bye.
That's great. Michael, you know, I wanted to chime in with this, and I'm going to see if I can't get, and maybe when you get back to Arizona, you're in closer proximity to Southwest University, the law school there where Butler Schaefer teaches. He wrote a wonderful, wonderful article that's called Do You Own Yourself? And really goes into these issues as well. He would be an excellent guest to have on one of these days.
Butler Schaefer. Okay.
Butler Schaefer.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Remind me of that when I get back.
I'll work on some of my contacts as well and see if we can't get Dr. Schaefer.
In all honesty, you know, for the sake of everybody, the listening audience, everybody out there, this is something that needs to be explored. I know that Sam Kennedy works on this, and he's got presentment contracts and and all this stuff. But the thing is that I do believe, and Sherry Jackson agreed because she's going down the same journalistic path, the research path with it, there is something to this. And, it seems that these powers that be, the judges, the attorneys, and so forth, they basically go into epileptic seizures when you start answering their questions the right way. In other words, stipulating for the record before you talk, and when the judge asks if you understand, there's a certain legal terminology in the courtroom, and you don't understand, you might acknowledge, but you don't understand.
And what you're saying is you stand under, and you're saying, no, we're on equal levels. And the judge gets the drift of that, and all of a sudden it goes into a completely different mode. And I've listened to a couple of Sam Kennedy shows, which is on the weekend, and he's had people on his show that have walked in front of the courtroom or have walked in front of the judge and have done just that and have walked away. So,
at a certain point, you're absolutely right. I have a friend who, before a judge in court, he kept saying to the judge, no, I don't understand. And finally, the judge, in a certain amount of exasperation, said to him, well, don't you understand English? My friend responded to him, well, sir, I only have a public high school education, and the Oxford Unabridged Dictionary of the English Language has 500,000 entries. I maybe understand 30,000 of those words, so no, I don't understand English. Judge.
Well, that's a good retort.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And the thing is that they have rewritten words that we normally think, you know, mean one thing. When you get into a courtroom, they have deliberately redefined the words to mean something else to put the ammunition in their favor. And what it is up to us to do is to put that ammunition in our quiver as well to be on the same playing field as them. And when we do that, and when we acknowledge that to them and they understand that we understand what they're talking about, it makes them very, very nervous.
Well, that's true. This is why we've often suggested to people, I and my other legal beagle friends, that you get a hold of a legal dictionary. Find which legal dictionary is officially approved by your state Supreme Court to be used in all the courts, and you get that legal dictionary, because that's going to contain the actual legal definitions, not the common use definitions.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. I don't understand. I acknowledge.
I heard
again,
noise.
Yes, I heard noise there, and yes, that was definitely noise, and I will agree it was noise. But it does require a lot of study, and as you know, you're a host as well. You know, we don't have six hands. We can't do everything. I know a little bit about a lot of subjects, and there are certain subjects that trip my trigger only because I'm directly involved in them, or because it may be a means to an end, and I can help to educate the audience to what kind of remedies that we might have. And these are the ones that I follow the trail. Now, I'm not saying that I'm any better than anybody else. All of us out there can do it, and we can help one another. And I give kudos to my listening audience, because I'll tell you what, I'll just give you an example. When I was on the air yesterday, or was the day before, you know, Sherry Jackson brought up, she got her children out of a Social Security number, and the next thing I know, the phone lines are lighting up, and my email's lighting up, saying, how do I do that? How do I do that?
Yeah.
And within 30 minutes, I got an email from my listener, Mike, and I can't remember what state he was in, but within 30 minutes, he had given me the answer to that question. So we're all here to help one another. We're all here
well,
to educate each other. We're all here to cover each other's back, and there's a bonding that goes on here. And I know you feel it. I feel it. I've felt it ever since I've been on the air, because my audience is the greatest audience I've ever been in front of, and I'll tell you that, and I really mean it from the bottom of my heart, Tim.
Well, let me throw this out as part of that bonding. This is not something that anyone should do lightheartedly without researching and without considering your alternatives. Because when you go through this process of whatever you want to call it, redemption, freeing the straw man, getting out of the Social Security system, when you better have in place alternative ways of living apart from that, before you go and willy-nilly do it because you think you're going to get out of having to pay some extra money somewhere. It's not something that you do without forethought and plan. And I'm just warning people out there about that.
Well, Sam Kennedy,
there are consequences. There are consequences to living outside of the system.
You've
got to be prepared
true.
For that.
That's true. Sam Kennedy gives a disclaimer every time, you know, he says it's for entertainment only. It really isn't, and we know it isn't. But the bottom line is that, you know, this information that Don had sent me, I give him thanks for that, and going through this thing, I'm telling you that there is a completely parallel set of rules and regulations that they have honed to perfection, and they use this in the court system.
Right.
And it works to a T guaranteed for them until somebody throws a monkey wrench in their machine.
Right.
And then they start spitting and sputtering like an old jalopy, boy. So I'm really interested in you know, taking some further time and looking deeper into that. I'm going to do my best to go over to a bookstore tomorrow and pick up the book, The Nation of Sheeple, with Stretch Napolitano, coming up on my show Wednesday, because I want to look into that. I've read Constitutional Chaos, but I haven't yet touched on A Nation of Sheeple. And I'm going to recommend to the listening audience that they might want to get a copy of that as well, and take a look at it, because I believe in there he defines, which he's going to do on my show next week, the Military Commissions Act and John Warner Defense Bill, the Patriot Act, and kind of break it down and tell us exactly what it is that they can do because of that, item by item, and what we need to be aware of and diligent of, because these are the things, you know, the best offense is a good defense. Is that what, is that the way that goes, or the best defense is a good offense? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, Jimmy, I've got to run, okay? I've got some things running up my minutes, and I wanted to space with you, and I want to touch base with the listening audience, and of course I'm going to do the same thing Monday, and then Tuesday you're going to be riding the reins alone because I'll be traveling, and then I'll be back on the air Wednesday with Judge Napolitano, and I want to thank you again, buddy, for taking over the covered wagon for me. Okay.
Happy to do it.
Have a good rest of the show. All right.
All right.
Bye, guys. Have a good weekend to everybody. Bye.
All right. Well, that was a blast, wasn't it, folks? As I talked about before, we're going to be having Fred Smart and a few other people coming up in the next hour. And unto that point, you know, Michael was bringing up some good issues here about separating. And it brings me back to the point of the Declaration of Independence, where they said in the very beginning paragraph that when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume, and it goes on from there. We're talking about the potentiality and the possibility of dissolving these so-called bands, these adhesion contracts, these things that we've been all suckered into without our real knowledge, tricked into saying, yes, we, as Michael was saying, we understand when we really don't. We're talking about ways of freeing yourself. But I want to just, I can't emphasize this more. You have to understand the nature and the consequences, or the nature of the consequences, when you try to do that. The majority will be against you. You will be in a minority of free thinking, logical, common sense, freedom loving, liberty loving individuals. I've said this before on the program that Fred and I do when we were doing Ed Brown Under Siege and now Seize Liberty on Saturdays. Plug, 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 by the way. I don't have my bell with me. We moved and I can't find my little advertise, my little plug bell here. But anyway, the Saturdays from 2 to 4, I'm sorry, that's Michael's show, from noon to 2 on Saturdays, Central Standard Time on RBN, we do Seize Liberty with myself, Tim Wingate, and Fred Smart. Anyway, on the program, what I've brought out is that I'm pretty well convinced that in human nature, you can be probably one of three things. And most of us are a little bit of a combination of all three. It depends what's going to be dominant. We're all basically born sheeple. But somewhere along the line, you decide you don't want to be part of the regular herd. You got some idiosyncrasies, some eccentricities, some individuality. And because of that, you end up finding out that you're just not like everybody else, and you want to do your own thing. You want to be an individual. And in doing so, you realize that there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of momentum against you. People don't like things that are different. They want the complacency of the crowd. Well, comes to this. I kind of believe that sheep, people are born as sheeple, and at some point you decide that you want to be an individual sheep, and you have the opportunity then to join a rank of individuals that we would call canines. And then within the canines, you can either evolve into being a sheepdog, one who watches out for the sheep, takes care of the sheep, is individualistic enough to be on their own completely, but yet, as I said, be a protector, or you become a predator. You become one of the wolves that decides to go around and attack the sheep. You know, it's just an allegory. It's not perfect. But think about it for yourself. You know, why are you listening to this program? Why are you listening to this station? Well, probably because you may be a sheeple yearning to be free. And that's what this is all about, learning these issues. So anyway, we've got open phone lines here. If somebody'd like to call in and jump in, we'll be able to take your call here for this next segment or so, and you know, whatever else you got to throw in on this issue. If not, that's fine. I got plenty of stuff to talk about. Okay? We have just, I don't know how many of you get to, in your newspapers, you get the Wizard of Id comic strip. I saw one just the other day that just kind of tickled my funny bone. You got the guy up on top of the turret, you know, the guy who's out there proclaiming what's going on, and he reminded me of our news media. He says, 11 o'clock and the time for lies, distortions, and half-truths, followed by an in-depth news analysis to help you determine which is which. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on The American Awakening with your substitute host, Tim Wingate. Stick with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on RBN.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, welcome back to the American Awakening. Tim Wingate here is your guest host, substitute host, and we're talking about current events, things that are going on. In this next hour coming up, I'm going to have my friend Fred Smart, who's also co-host with me on Seize Liberty on Saturdays, and we are going to be talking about some of the stuff going on in New Hampshire and possibly South Carolina as well. We have a caller. We have Omar from Detroit. Welcome, Omar.
Hi, how y'all doing today?
So far, so good. What can I do you for, my friend?
I wanted to know about that motorist qualification and everything. He was talking about the straw man and all of that and living outside the system. But
yeah,
when you find out you've been lied to and you done entered into all these adhesion contracts unbeknownst to you, what recourse is there left you?
Well, that's a good topic, because I'm a little bit, shall we say, out of the box when it comes to that. I've been in and around the so-called Patriot movement for almost 25 years now. I have seen a lot of people's so-called legal systems come and go. And not that they were wrong with what they argued. I mean, I've seen people use the whole dissertation on the right to travel, it's just all these questions and issues. I followed Carl Miller's stuff. I was up your neck of the woods, I believe, years and years ago, Omar. So the reasoning and all that stuff seems to be true. The problem is, how do you get the courts to follow along with it? And this is why I raised the issue of the Declaration of Independence. My personal opinion is nothing will change until enough people wake up and say, we're not going along with it anymore. That's it. We're done. The same thing with the police taserings. The taserings, right, and all this abuse, this police abuse, is going to continue until enough people say, that's it, we're done, we're not going along with this. If you people are going to do this, we're going to fight back. And the unfortunate thing is, in great white America, we don't usually wake up and watch and take a look at things until it starts to infringe upon our area. And when you have, and that's unfortunate, but it's the fact of the matter. It's the majority versus the minority. It'd be the same if, the white minority in another country. You know, who cares what happens to them? And it's until the majority starts to feel the pain, then you're going to get some movement. And I don't know exactly what it is to be done, but I honestly believe it's time for people to start fighting back.
So you're saying that, basically, you don't think people should try to...
I think you should explore all means of rectifying and fixing the situation. And if that means going through court, be my guest. Maybe, there have been court wins, apparently. People who basically get kicked out of court, told never to come back, and... You know, that's where it stands. No ruling has been made. I don't know. You got to deal with the issue of power and leverage, Omar.
Right, because I believe, like, if they wrong and, they done lured us into these contracts and stuff, we got a right not to, adhere to them.
Yep. Well, Omar, thanks for the call. Stick with us, okay?
All right, my brother. Be strong.
All right, man. Seize liberty, my friend. Carpe libertas. Hey, folks, we're going to be going into the second hour here in just a few minutes, so stick with us. We'll be back in a couple minutes here after the top of the hour break here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog on the American Awakening.